Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, earlier we reported that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had apologised unreservedly on behalf of the UK government for the events that took place in Ballymurphy and the huge anguish caused to the families of those killed. That was said by Downing Street following a call with the First Minister and Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland. Well, we're joined now by Eileen McKeown, who is daughter of Joseph Corr, one of those who were killed in the attacks in Ballymurphy. And Eileen, thank you for joining us this evening. I wonder what is your reaction to that apology issued by the British Prime Minister?
Well, I actually just got a message sent to me from my daughter just about 10 minutes ago there, just to say, to show me the thing that was on, you know, about the apology. I mean, he can't, who's he apologising to? For him to give us an apology, and in my opinion, he should be in touch with the families to apologise to the families themselves. He can't apologise for the murder, cold-blooded murder, of my daddy through a third party. And I mean, in that, and personally speaking, in my opinion, he needs to be able to tell me why my daddy was shot and who shot my daddy by his British soldiers. What after 50 years... What type of apology is that to give anybody?
John Teggart, who is the son of another of those killed in Ballymurphy, has expressed similar sentiments today. He said the Prime Minister saying sorry was not an apology. He said it's an insult to the families that the comments were made to third parties and not to the relatives of the bereaved. Would you agree with that then, Eileen?
Totally agree with it. So we as a family group would... you know, get together and discuss things like this. The way this has happened, you know, I didn't even know anything about this.
So you heard about this via a text message?
A text message from my daughter. You know, if Boris Johnson had been going to give us a felt heart apology, surely he has the common decency to do it in person and to do it in Stormont to the families themselves. So to me, he said sorry, and he's not even thinking about what he's saying sorry for. He's just come off for that because we didn't ask him for an apology. If it's the media was asking him for an apology, or should he not apologise? You know, so is this pressure that the politicians was putting him under? Because we certainly didn't put him under any pressure. For him to give us a heartfelt apology, he has to sit and read through what we read through and what the coroner said, and he has to decide on what the next step is for the British government to prosecute these soldiers or to bring these soldiers to justice for the cold-blooded murder of 10 people in Ballymurphy.
Should he have stood up in the House of Commons, do you think, like David Cameron did in relation to Bloody Sunday?
Well, he should have stood up in the House of Commons, but I think before doing so, he actually should have been in touch with the families to let us know that it was going to happen. You know, we should have received a phone call or we should have been told, well, by the way, this is going to happen or this is going to happen. Mm. We're hearing it like yous are hearing it. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I absolutely do, yeah.
So, you know, you can't accept that. I can't accept that. I mean, to me, he hasn't apologised. He knows nothing about me, he knows nothing about my daddy, he knows nothing about the circumstances surrounding our deaths, because that was given out by the coroner yesterday. So he hasn't even, like ourselves, digested the horrific things that our loved ones were put through. Now he should be now looking into his army and his soldiers to see why these atrocities keep happening and to see who's in charge of this army so that they can be kept in line. So that they don't go about killing innocent people and then branding them terrorists. You know, we should have been the first ones to hear that off him before anybody else.
I'm sorry, Eileen, it sounds...
You know what, he's taken it from me, he has taken away at the minute the joy and relief that I felt for getting my daddy's name cleared yesterday. Now, different family members may have different things to say about it, but the way I found out about it, no, there's no apology to give to anybody.
And it's undermined or taken away, as you say.
He has really. He's just dampened the whole high that we were on, that I was on.
And why?
I mean, at least David Cameron had the decency to stand up and say that they were all innocent. I mean, he didn't even mention a name. He just says through the First Minister and the Deputy Minister that he apologised. He should be apologising to us. I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was apologising to them and that something happened to them and that we missed out on. You know, we were the ones that lost our family. We were the ones that lost our mummies and daddies and brothers. So he should be personally apologising to us in Stormont, not from the other end of the water.
So
no, I'm really angry. We didn't even want them to apologise because at first off, he really does need to know what he's apologising for. You know, do you know what I mean? You can't say sorry for something that you don't know nothing about.
So if the British government and the British Prime Minister wanted to make this right, then, because as you say, you see this as an insult and so do other family members of those who were killed, what could be done now to make it right?
He needs to go back. Do you know what? He actually needs to go and speak to the ones, say the like of Jackson and Kitchen that was actually there and the soldiers that was there. They need to find out the names of them soldiers that shot our loved ones and get them to stand up and tell the truth or get them to tell the truth to our legal teams. Them soldiers know who shot our loved ones. Do you know, they know exactly who it was. So why don't they just come clean? They've already been declared innocent. Our family's been declared innocent. So why don't the British government find out the names of the soldiers and give them to our legal team and let them go to court?
Okay. All right. Well, Eileen, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And I'm sorry that your day has ended in this way and for your upset. But thank you for speaking to us. That's Eileen McKeown, daughter of Joseph Corr, one of those who was killed in Ballymurphy.